And watch podcasts featuring the voices of students across the region and Charlie Mitchell and John Latimer. Go to KEXE.org or Spotify or Apple to sign up for the Season Watch podcast.
We're all set, are we?
Yeah, play a stroke.
This is American Roots, where we're about to go to Cape Breton Island, a beautiful and rugged place in far eastern Nova Scotia, including a visit with fiddler Wendy McIsaac, leader of the band Viola. And then we'll come back for some American home folks. Cape Breton music, reels, jigs, strass bass, played on fiddle, piano, pipes, and guitar, has Scottish Celtic roots from settlers in the 19th century and earlier. Over the years, the Scots music was shared by Mi'kmaq people, French and Irish, in church hall square set dances and at taverns where dancers add foot percussion. We're hearing the revered late fiddler Buddy McMaster playing live with his niece Natalie McMaster, also a fiddler, and his daughter, Mary Elizabeth, piano, with some North American roots. King George Medley, Buddy McMaster, Natalie McMaster, and Mary Elizabeth McMaster. The heritage language of Cape Breton Scots is Gaelic. It's rarely heard these days. Mary Jane Lamon is a Gaelic speaker and sings on this humorous tune, Calliope Liath Ra'ase, the gray-haired old lady from Ra'ase.
There was an old woman from Mabu, in Mabu she did well. She loved her husband dearly, but another man twice as well. Would me right for little ladle, and me right for orally. One day she went to the doctor, some medicine for to find. Saying, doctor, give me something that will make me old man blind. Would me right for little ladle, and me right for orally. Oh, feed him eggs and marrow bones and make him sup them all. Won't be so very long after that he can't see you at all. Would me right for little, little, and me right for lowly. So she fed him eggs and marrow bones and made him sup them all. Wasn't so very long after that he couldn't see the wall. Would me right for little, little, and me right for lowly. Says she, I think I'll drown myself, but that might be a sin. Says she, I'll go along with you, I'll help to push you in. With me right for little, little, and me right for lowly. The old woman, she went back a bit to get a running go. The old man blithely stepped aside and she went down below. With me right for little, little, and me right for lowly. She swam and swam and swam and swam, she came to the further brim. The old man got a long rush pole, he pushed her further in. Would you me right for little, little, and me right for lorally. Oh, aches and marrow bones will make your old man blind. But if you want to drown him, you must creep the post behind. Would you me right for little, little, and me right for lorally.
Check 1, 2. Can you hear what I'm saying?
Them songs came from Scotland. They were composed in Scotland.
Hello. This is Ashley McIsaac.
Kevin Ahashif.
Hi, how are you today?
Ashley MacIsaac, probably the best-known fiddler from Cape Breton, partly due to his musical experiments with electronic and hip-hop influences. The tune was Beaton's Delight. Before that, we heard in English, There Was an Old Woman from Mabu, from singer and guitarist John Allen Cameron, the son of legendary fiddler Katie Ann Cameron. He brought Nova Scotia's Celtic heritage and humor to the mainstream world with English songs like that. In Scottish Gaelic, Beolach means lively youth or embers in the ashes, a fitting name for the Eastern Canada Cape Breton band who recently reunited after several years' hiatus. Beolach first started in 1999 at a late-night jam session during the Celtic Colors Music Festival. They play new instrumental arrangements of traditional Scottish and Irish tunes for fiddle, bagpipes, piano, and guitar. The group came back in 2017 as a quartet of original members. Wendy MacIsaac, fiddle, piano, step dance. Mac Morin, piano, step dance, accordion. And Maddie Rankin, fiddle, step dance, plus newcomer Matt MacIsaac, bagpipes, whistles, guitar. In 2020, they released an album, All Hands. Fiddler and leader Wendy MacIsaac told me about the band's history and the music of her youth.
Growing up in Cape Breton, music was just right there from the get-go. Our parents and grandparents would play fiddle music all the time. Like, there were radio programs that some of them were on weekly. That was really a thing. Like, I would spend a lot of time at my grandparents, and at 6 o'clock, dinner was done, the dishes were done, and you just sat back and listened, and I would color or something like that. But I always found it kind of interesting that my grandparents, who didn't play, they knew the music so well that they would know the tunes and they would know who was playing, and that kind of blew my mind. I could never understand how they would know what fiddle player from one to another was playing. So yeah, that plus our social aspect, like anything that we did, weddings, there was always a fiddle player at weddings, and really any sort of social gathering, there were lots of community concerts and lots of dances, so it was around us all the time.
Did you ever have the impression that Cape Breton was different than the rest of North America or the world?
I don't think at that time we really would have recognized that. I think maybe later on, you know, in touring with Mary Jane Lamondon, Mary Jane knows so much more about like the Gaelic language and, you know, how that's been preserved and whatnot. And just figuring out, realizing that because Cape Breton Island was not a place that you went to go anywhere else, you know, it was an end destination, so we didn't really, like you said, not a lot of outside influence, so the tradition was kept, it was preserved really well for quite a long time.
It seems to me that the group as an ensemble, you guys are both aware of those things and have virtuosity in them, but you also sort of seem to be taking the music to another level. Talk a little bit about what your idea is for the group.
So we started in the year 2000, and it was really just started even prior to that. I think it was 1999 at the Celtic Colors Festival. Just a bunch of musicians got up on stage and just played a bunch of tunes, which is not an unusual thing to happen. in Cape Breton, especially at this Celtic Colors Festival. And
where is the Celtic Colors?
It's in Cape Breton. It takes place all over the island, and it's 9 days long. And it's quite an incredible festival, and it's a fantastic time to come to Cape Breton and experience music and the island, the beauty of it. And yeah. I guess just everybody thought, oh, this feels kind of good. And a few things happened like that. And then it sort of became more solidified in 2000. So it just kind of moved from there. And we were actually 7 people touring at that time. We were 6 in the band. And my husband was doing sound for us. And
that's a pretty big band.
It's a big band.
I mean, in Cape Breton terms, it's usually 2 or 3 people. Mm-hmm.
It was a big band, yeah. We had a little sort of a break. We still did things every year here and there, but it was in 2017 maybe that we started talking. And then we put this newer album out in 2019, and we were actually artists in residence at the Celtic Colors Festival.
People that you meet outside of Cape Breton to know about Cape Breton?
People care about each other. That's a very big thing. Humor is huge.
Huge.
In Cape Breton, and humor gets you through a lot of things. And we rely on that heavily. Yeah, so I think we're very good at that kind of thing, and that really helps with community and music is intertwined.
Like to see not just the band, but what are your hopes for your own evolution and the evolution of the music?
When we get together and are able to work on arrangements, I feel that we can come up with some great things, and what these guys can do chord wise can make you play a tune instead of 2 times, maybe 4 times, because it becomes so interesting. So we certainly like to feel good about the music that we're playing. If we don't like it, we're not playing it. Mm-hmm. And also we like to have fun. And so we never talk about the same thing on stage, hardly ever. And we like to just, people have come up to us from the audience many, many, many times over the years and said, you guys have so much fun on stage, and we have enjoyed the show more because of that.
Viola playing Kilts on Fire from their 2020 album All Hands, which was nominated for a Juno Award for Traditional Folk Album of the Year in 2021 and won 2 Canadian Folk Music Awards for Traditional Album of the Year and Instrumental Group of the Year. I spoke to Wendy McIsaac at the 2022 Montana Folk Festival in Butte. Hello to all our friends listening on Montana Public Radio. And we are back in transition with Celtic-inflected jazz bagpipes from Philadelphia's Rufus Harley when American Roots returns.
This is Megan Buffington, reporter for KAXE's news team. I have a book of poetry published by the League of Minnesota Poets in 1944, and I want to share a few snippets with you. Here's part of The Mississippi by Clement Wood. Old Man River rises in Itasca. Rises in 10,000 lakes, aiming for the sea. Cass, Winnebagoshish, gem-like Pokegama, flowing so the land's rain can at last be free. Old Man River, born in Minnesota, just beneath the Lake of the Woods, the land's northernmost reach, never forgets the state of his birth, never ceases dreaming of bright lakes and big woods, oak, maple, beech. Old Man River, as the gray skies open, rains into his lakes again, far from gulf and sea. And the glad land's voice whispers the soft message, only in the heart's home can we at last be free.
We've got a couple late great jazz musicians from Philadelphia. Rufus Harley played bagpipes and tenor sax. Born in Raleigh, North Carolina, Harley moved to North Philly at an early age and was inspired to play the pipes after seeing and hearing them at John F. Kennedy's 1963 funeral. A feisty, cool man, Rufus called Philadelphia the city of brotherly shove, where he was the first jazz musician to adopt the great Highland bagpipe as his primary instrument. His first set of pipes came from a pawn shop. Here's a Sonny Stitt composition that Rufus Harley joins on sax and bagpipes, Piping the Blues on American Roots. Thank you.
and on the radio, it's American Roots.
I got my mojo working, babe, and I'm gonna try it on you. Oh yeah, I got my mojo working, babe, and I'm gonna try it out on you. Oh yeah. Well, I tried in New York City. Oh, now I'm gonna try it on you. Oh yeah, I got my mojo working, baby, and I'm gonna try it on you. Oh, rugalator, I'm got my mojo working, baby. Yeah, 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 I'm gonna try it on you. Well, I tried in New York City. Oh, no, I'm gonna try it on you. Oh, yeah, I'm working my
thank you. my groove of dust on. Hey, hey. Give me a chance on you. Oh, yeah. I'm a groovy lady, hey. Oh, oh, baby, my say. Oh, 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 yeah. Groovy lady working on you, baby. Oh, yeah. I got my groove dust on. Groovy lady working now. My goal, baby. Hey, hey, hey. Oh, yeah. Regaloo. Rugalator. Mojo, mojo. Macho, 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 macho.
Hey, baby, you're traveling on American Roots from New Orleans.
I want a little sugar in my bowl. I want a little sweetness down in my soul. I could stand some loving, oh, so bad. I feel so funny, I feel so sad. I want a little steam on my clothes. Maybe I can fix things up so they'll go. What's the matter, Daddy? Come on, save my soul. I need some sugar in my bowl. I ain't fooling. I want some sugar in my bowl. So they'll go. What's the matter, Daddy? Come on, save my soul. I want some sugar in my bowl. I ain't fooling. I want some sugar in my bowl.
Need a Little Sugar in My Bowl, a sexy blues song written by bandleader Clarence Williams, first recorded in 1931 by Bessie Smith. The late Nina Simone, a classically trained jazz and popular singer, told me she didn't like blues because they made her sad. Still, Nina recorded it in 1967 as I Want a Little Sugar in My Bowl. Critics called it one of the best double entendre songs of all time. Before that, the great Philadelphia jazz organist Jimmy Smith with his version of Got My Mojo Workin', the song written by Preston Red Foster. It became a feature of Muddy Waters' live shows, and that was one of the very rare times we hear Jimmy Smith singing. He had it working. We recently played contemporary blues folk singer Adia Victoria from Spartanburg, South Carolina, on a compelling, orchestrated, many-voices version of You Was Born to Die. We'll hear her in a few on Magnolia Blues, but here's guitarist Blind Willie McTell and Curly Weaver from Georgia, 1933, on the original You Was Born to Die on American Roots.
Ah, oh, play that thing, boy. I know you're blue. a black youth.
Don't want no woman that run around, stay out in the street, act like a fan-foot clown.
You made me love you, and you made me cry.
You should remember that you were born to die. Some scream how yellow, something black and brown. I got a black woman, she's the sweetest woman in town.
You made me love you, and you made me cry.
You should remember that you were born to die. Play it now for me.
I do it Auburn Avenue again.
I'm home this morning, face full of frown. I know about that baby. You've been running around.
You made me love you, and you made me cry.
You should remember that you were born to die. Now look here, woman, give me your right hand. I go to my woman, you go to your man.
You made me love you, and you made me cry.
You should remember that you were born to die.
To the cold, you led me off my land, you led me far from home. I tried to be the kind of girl who never needed you. I gave you all my light and I got nothing to show for it. I'm going back so down to Carolina. I'm gonna plant myself under a magnolia. I'm gonna let that dirt do its work. I'm gonna plant myself under a magnolia, a magnolia, a magnolia, a magnolia, a magnolia. I made every mile beneath my feet alone. Didn't have the dent to within myself under a magnolia. I'm gonna let that dirt do its work. I'm gonna plant myself under a magnolia. Magnolia, 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 magnolia.
Magnolia Blues, a Dia Victoria, a tale of returning south on her recording, a Southern Gothic, those choral voices like train whistles, amazing. And we are back with the Carolina Chocolate Drops doing some classic country and bluesmen talking provocatively about, or playfully imitating, train sounds when American Roots returns.
In today's world of on-demand media streaming over the internet, one has to wonder, why does traditional radio still matter? I'm Steve Noy, IT and broadcast engineer for KAXC. Why do we work so hard to offer traditional broadcasting when people can just jump on the internet and get instant access? Well, here's why. KAXC is available to everyone in our listening area, no matter your financial or social status. Anyone with a radio can hear KAXC, and you get the same great experience whether you're a member, a business sponsor, or just hearing about us for the first time. We do stream on our website, but it doesn't take a costly internet connection to hear KAXC. That's why we're looking for your help. We serve the whole community, and we can't do that without you. Tell others about us, or text the word donate to 218-326-1234. KAXC is an equalizer, making great content available to you no matter who you are. KAXC is people-powered radio.
The Carolina Chocolate Drops long created a beguiling, updated mix of African-American and old-time country music from the Piedmont South. Here they are a few years back, covering the Cousin Emmy song from the late 1940s, with Rhiannon Giddens singing lead and playing banjo for Ruby, Are You Mad at Your Man? On American Roots.
JB step on board. I just wanna ride your train one time before you go. You bought the sweetest little girl I believe I ever seen. If I had you by my side, you would mean so much to me. I've been a hobo, I've been a hobo, mind you all of my life. Don't matter where I go, I'm never satisfied. Slow down, slow down, let me step on board. I just wanna ride your train one time before you go.
J.B. Lenoir, the man from Monticello, Mississippi, with a suggestive train song, Slow Down. J.B.'s guitar-playing daddy had introduced him to the music of Blind Lemon Jefferson. He also sang songs of social consciousness and freedom. And we are going to ride another train song, this one called Memphis Mail, by the late Scott Dunbar from Lake Mary, Mississippi, on American Roots, a recording made by our friend folklorist Bill Ferris in 1968.
beat the play, huh? At the, call that the old man, yeah, old man for me. That's the man for me, how you call it.
TV says there's a drought coming in, why don't you loosen up before you go? Cause there's hard times a-rolling down the avenue, drunk and loud in Maine. Whistle blowing, guns a-smoking, kicking over everything. I'm holding out. Chasing on the wrong side of town. Yeah, she'll be long gone by now. Hey, hey, hey. Hey, hey, hey. Hey, hey.
Long Gone, Gabe Lee, from his 2022 album, The Hometown Kid. Gabe Lee was raised by his Taiwanese parents in Nashville. His songs blend roots rock and country and document his life journeys to and from homes real and imagined. And that's where we'll leave it, with the late Piedmont guitarist Etta Baker going down the road feeling bad. Our program is produced with colleagues at Tulane University's School of Liberal Arts. Our presenting station is WWNO-FM at the University of New Orleans. Our team includes producer Olivia Broslowski with Lauren Callahan, Reggie Morris, the late Ken Mills, Rachel Arter, and Ben Froman. American Roots is supported by the National Endowment for the Arts, Jim Hart in Chicago, and Offbeat, America's Roots Music Magazine at offbeat.com. Special thanks this week to the National Council for the Traditional Arts. If you'd like to hear and support American Roots archives and programs and the 24/7 stream of all past shows from our website, you can find out how at AmericanRoutes.org. We could use the help. Thanks. Until that time, I'm Nick Spitzer for American Roots, PRX, Public Radio Exchange.
KEXE went on the air in 1976. This year, we lost federal funding like all of public media, but you have come forward. You have told us that KEXE matters. We're grateful for all of you, and especially for the folks that have been here from the beginning, people like Michael Goldberg and Gail Addison.
You know, for me and Gail, it's really been two things, a fabulous music education of all the music that we never imagined or knew anything about, and we're learning still every week. And then the other thing, of course, is that everybody we know through KEXE.
Yeah, we've made a lot of decisions in our life based on having access to this radio station, an extremely